if I just position this here and move this here and put this rune here. Oh, hi. I didn't see you come in. How long have you been watching me? Yeah, I'm setting up something magical. I'm channeling magic to allow us to form a bond, like I talked about before. We need a lot of magical energy and a couple particularly rare items. You know how I had to take a trip to the underworld for a week? Yeah. That was to get a couple things for this. Earth doesn't exactly have a myriad of magical items available. You're still sure you want to do this, right? I know I've asked a lot, but I really want to make sure. Just to remind you, this will allow us both to live for about 1,000 years, and you'll gain a few of my powers and potentially some of my less human features. And whenever one of us dies, so will the other. I'm glad you're okay with it. Just let me move a couple more things around, and there we are. All set. Now, step in the center of this circle with me. What was that look for? Wait, can you feel the magical energy? Yeah, it's a little bit like static electricity, but not quite the same. All right. For the first part of the ceremony, I need to ask you a question. Will you, my love, spend the rest of your life with me? Yes, I'm proposing. Do you really think I would get down on one knee and present you with a ring if I wasn't? Yeah, I get that you don't know the conditions of the ceremony, so that might have been confusing. So, are you gonna answer me? Yes? I love you. Here. Take this ring. The rings need to be forged from ore in the underworld, so I have one of my own. There we go. A matching pair. Just like us. Now, the next portion. In the underworld, marriage occurs when two individuals share their magic through a specific connection. It occurs when both people create a small cut in their palms and hold each other's hands, transferring their magic to each other. At the end, a mark appears on them to symbolize their connection. Are you okay with doing this? Okay. I'm gonna make the cuts. There. Now, hold my hand. You should feel magic flowing through you now. Try to focus on it, and try to send it back slowly. There you go. I can see the mark forming on our hands. And that should do it. The mark is really intricate and beautiful. It's unique to us, you know. Your hand is healed in the process, so you don't have to worry about that. Now, the final step of the process involves you taking in my magical energy and casting a spell. You need to cast a spell that will bind us together. Don't worry, I'll lead you through everything. Now, hold me close in an embrace. There we go. Now, do you feel my magic again? This time, just let it build up. Good job. Now, I want you to close your eyes and try to sense what's around you using the magic. Can you feel my presence? Good. You need to reach out with the magic like you're trying to touch me. Yes, just like that. This next part is gonna hurt, so be prepared for that. You need to pull my presence into you. like you're wrapping me in a tight hug. There. Pull just a bit harder. Now, we're not going to be able to move for a couple minutes. I don't know if you can feel it, but our souls are intertwining. They're forming an unbreakable bond that will always keep us together. Yes, you did very well. I'm so glad we'll be together like this forever. There. Now you can move. I'm glad you feel so comfortable staying so close to me, though. I should mention, our emotions flow through the bond, so I can feel everything you're feeling. It's a little odd, but I like it. Anything that brings me closer to you is good. How did it feel to use magic for the first time? Yeah, I get that that must have been a weird experience for you. Just so you know, your eyes are red. They're cute like that, but I just figured I'd let you know. I can teach you how to conceal that so no humans get suspicious. Yes, we're closer than ever, my love. I'm really glad you want to be with me like this. Now then, let's lie down for a while. All that magic being passed back and forth has me tired. Can we just cuddle for a while? Good. Have a nice rest, my love. When we get up, maybe we can plan how we want to spend our next 1,000 years together.